As the Farm Bill continues its implementation process, Craig Brown, Vice President of Producer Affairs for the National Cotton Council, says they were pleased with their Farm Bill education meetings held by the council across the Cotton Belt.
Well, we think they were very successful. We had almost 50 meetings across the Cotton Belt, basically in a two-week span, which is quite an aggressive schedule. But we're very satisfied with the way they went and the intensity of the questions and the attention that they got.
Brown notes that the goal of the meetings were to provide a greater understanding of the new law and its provisions.
There were a lot of questions about the new crop insurance programs, which we emphasized, of course, about how stacks would work and supplemental coverage option. A lot of questions in that area. But then when we got into the commodity programs, a lot of questions about generic base, about how that would operate, how people could calculate their base acreage, eligibility for the programs, a lot of questions about the different types of programs, the components of price loss coverage and ARC. So a lot of very specific questions about programs.
For those unable to attend the meetings, there are resources available to help answer questions.
Well, they can certainly monitor the council's website. We have our summary up there. Presentation we actually used in these Farm Bill information meetings. We'll continue to update that as we learn of different interpretations. We also recommend they monitor the USDA websites because they're starting to put together summaries and clarifications. On our website, too, we also have some frequently asked questions and some of the answers we believe to respond to those questions.
Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.